She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mrs. Green's World Radio and Podcast Network. Remember, we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And thanks so much for listening in today or for downloading a podcast to our show. That's really working and we love it. This show today is sponsored by the Fairfax Companies. And in case you want to know anything about recycling your post-construction or green waste, check them out at thefairfaxcompanies.com. They're starting a buyback program for aluminum and plastic and copper and other things. So it's very exciting here in Tucson. If you're not in Tucson, make sure you eliminate or recycle your waste properly. Thank you so much for your support of Mrs. Green's World. Very excited about our show today. Why wouldn't I be? One of my best buds on the planet, Terry D., Mr. Habistore himself, who is as passionate about Habitat for Humanity and their mission as anybody on the planet could be, proud of what they're doing. And also Albie Zakes from TerraCycle. And TerraCycle was one of my very first guests almost 4 years ago. And they have grown incredibly. They're one of the fastest growing green companies in the world. They were started in 2001 by a 20-year-old Princeton University freshman. And now they have literally gone global. And Albie will be joining us after we talk to Terry. TerraCycle's mantra, outsmart waste, and eliminate the use of the reason for waste. So I can't wait. I've got a lot of questions. And Mr. Terry D., are you there?
I am, and I'm amazed. So 4 years ago, so you must have started this right when you got out of college, right?
Right, exactly. Thank you so much. Glad we're not doing a video stream. That's right. Actually, I was 12, and I'm just very gifted.
Oh, I see. Yes. How's Gina today?
Gina's great. Mrs. Green is great. Mr. Green is great. And it's a great green day here in T-Town. Postcard.
Wow, how about the weather? Hey,
oh,
the Gem Show
gosh.
Brought some fantastic weather.
Right.
And the Gem Show is just another great green thing, I guess, huh? Because everything gets repurposed and reused. And even I went down and bought a couple of gems and we're going to make a necklace out of it or something. So
okay, I
great
hope
weather
there is
for the
a,
Gem Show.
There's a present in there for Mrs. Green on your list. So I'll be looking forward to that. So let's talk about Habitat. What's happened at the Habistore? What's hot and happening in the treasure trove of finds?
Well, you know, recently we received a beautiful donation of from an individual who actually at the time is living in Chicago, but had some stuff on in storage over at Horizon, moving in storage, and it was just some magnificent stuff, and it made us change one of our rooms in the store, and where the TVs and housewares used to be is now called our fine furniture room, and we have some excellent furniture in there, great prices, and we just talked to some of the home builders in town that are remodeling some of their model homes, and they also donated some great furniture to us, and fake plants, artificial plants. I keep calling them fake plants, but artificial plants. So the whole store looks very, very green today.
Very nice. And I don't think people understand the treasures they can find at the Habistore. And I know they're all over the country. We do have a national network. They're connected to Habitat for Humanity. And the money that you raise in the store helps to build homes here in Tucson, but the other stores throughout the country do the same thing. So don't throw anything in the garbage. Usually you will find a use for it. You even donate to other charities. So tell us about how many houses you're building in Tucson this year and about the LEED certification, because that makes Mrs. Green light up.
Well, we're probably going to end up building 18 or 20 houses this year. One of our great partners is Home Depot, and we started 4 houses with Home Depot in the spring of last year that the homeowners are going to be moving in at the end of this month. So it's always exciting to raise the walls, and but much more exciting when the family moves in. So that's going to be really something fun. We also are starting what we call the Rainbow Build. Just started last Thursday. The walls went up. And that's working with the gay community of Tucson, and they're doing a great job. And they always love to come out and work with us and partner with us. So we're so
awesome.
Happy about that.
I'm happy about that, too.
And, you know, of course, our houses are getting the Pima County Silver LEED certificate. It was one of the first house in Tucson to receive that award. And so we're happy about that as well. We're really just engaging so many people. When you talked about things that you can find at the Habit Store, this morning a gentleman and his family was in the store and they wanted a gas log thing for their chimney that they built in their backyard. And we had one, but it was part of the fireplace.
Right.
And the guy said, you know, I really just need the logs. I said, well, you know, if I take the logs out, I don't know if I can sell the fireplace. He goes, that's okay. I'll pay the full price for the fireplace. I'll take the logs. You keep the fireplace.
I love it. And it goes to charity.
Yeah, it all helps us build homes.
And I mean, I want to go back a little bit to the donation you got for fine furniture. I've had a lot of friends that were not frequent visitors to Habitat for Humanity's Habit Store. We've come in for different reasons, different events you've had there, and they're blown away. I mean, they are literally, I'm going to have to cough here for a minute on air. Excuse me.
I'll talk while you're doing it.
You know, I got it over with. But I think it's really interesting for anybody anywhere listening to go check out. There really are treasures, and it's the green thing to do. It's like the green trifecta, because you're bringing your stuff there, so it's not going in landfills. You're always going to want to look around and shop for a hidden treasure, and then the money goes to an unbelievable cause, building homes for people. Talk about the most important start you can get in America. And did you guys come up with the I love the slogan, and I just act like I thought it up when I was 12, but we give people a hand up, not a hand out, because you do. You make the families that you're giving homes to participate through sweat equity. That's not a really nice word, but partnering and building it with you, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And we do, I think, I don't know if we came up with that or if that was international that came up with that, but it's really true. It's not, you know, we're not just giving something away. The homeowners partner with us, and they do hard work. And, you know, how many other people in the world today, or in the United States, I'd say, actually help build the house they live in?
Probably zero.
Not very many.
That's
you know?
Right, so not very many.
It really helps them after they move into the house and they're living in the house. Think of the pride and things that they have because they actually installed that window. Or
right,
they,
and how much
you know,
hard work
paint
it takes.
That bedroom,
right.
and those kind of things that they really get to appreciate.
It's wonderful stories.
Totally
and we talk about it, my husband and I, about how one of the things that got us started for me to be able to even start my own business is being able to buy our first home. It's sad, the state of the world right now, a state of things in America where so many people are losing their homes and it got so out of whack. But this is a great example where those people will get a start, and if they come to a point where they want to, you know, buy up, it'll all be done in the right way. So it's awesome. How do people find you? And make sure you give the area code and your website.
I will, but do I have time for one more quick story?
Yeah, you
because
do.
You love the story.
Absolutely.
A gentleman came in the store 2 days ago, and he was with two other folks that were from India. They had flown in. They were Rotarians.
I love
and
they it.
They came to the Habitat store because they were wanting to open up some kind of charitable program up in India. So one of the Rotarians from your Rotary Club brought them here to look at the store, and it was just great to have someone to travel so far to come and look at how we were recycling and repurposing and reusing things every day, and they're going to take that information back to India and try to duplicate it there.
Well, you are not going to believe this. We are going to a dinner tonight with that group. It's called Group Study Exchange, and there is one of our Rotarians in our club. We're a host club, and we are going to dinner with them. So you can be sure I'm going to find out who it is and talk to them about it.
You know who it was, for sure. So I can't wait to hear the guys from your next guest. I want to learn more about what they're doing.
Unbelievable company, Terry. Unbelievable. And so we're going to call Albie, and while tell us what your website is.
Okay, so we're at 935 West Grant Road, Tucson, Arizona, 85705.
Great.
Our phone number is 520-889-7200. And the website is habitattucson.org.
Habitattucson.org. And what I tell people all the time is if they are driving, listening it on their iPhone or Droid or smartphone, which, of course, all the smart people have, not me. They can email Gina at Mrs. Green's World or info at Mrs. Green's World, and we'll find people how to connect with you. Thanks for all your support of Mrs. Green and for what you do for the planet.
And great technical support. I want to throw in a big thanks to the technical support at Mrs. Green, at the Mrs. Green's World.
Yeah, Mr. Green has got a grin on his face. So thanks, Tara. We'll see you very soon. Thanks for what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, that was Terry D. And of course, I love the information he shared about Rotary International. If you are, no matter where you are in the world, it's an organization so worthwhile looking into. I've been in Rotary for over 20 years. And even when I'm overcommitted and maxed out on my charitable service, doing whatever I'm doing, I never consider Rotary as an option for not being a part of it. Now, let me set the stage a little bit for TerraCycle while we get him on the line. Albie Zakes, literally, these guys were 20 years old when they started TerraCycle. And their website, you can tell there's a lot of young people that are involved in it. It's just like, it blows me away. This guy was 20 years old. And from what I remembered, he was offered money to take the show over. And he did not, we've got a little stuff going on here. He was offered to buy the company for $1 million. And he said no. It was a grant or some type of partnership that they're going to do. So anyway, they started Eliminate the Idea of Waste, and they have national recycling systems for previously non-recyclable or hard to recycle waste. So they take things, let me give you an example, like a juice can, like those little juice containers, those high C juice containers with a straw in them. You can't recycle them because it's too hard of a plastic. So they started taking things like that. They started a flip-flop program, which Albie's going to tell you about. And what do you do? I know, like, my niece has 20 pairs of flip-flops in the summer. So what do you do with them? Please don't throw them in the landfill. There's ways to recycle them. So now they have over 1,500 different products available at major retailers, from Walmart to Whole Foods Market. So they turned it into a major triple, bottom line, trifecta. They raised $3 million for charity last year. So needless to say, I'm excited about what they're doing for the planet. I'm excited to have them on the show. They were one of my first guests, and it's going to be interesting to ask Albie how things may have changed since I had him on the show. I mean, I think he was probably 24, 25. He's been a follower, a supporter, or tweeter. Let me tell you another thing they do before we get them on the line. They really embrace graffiti. And I'm not kidding. They see it as they consider it waste. And instead of trying to paint everything over, they absolutely and positively get people to paint graffiti. Their website is absolutely beautiful. So I think we have Albie live from TerraCycle.
Yes,
hi, Albie. How are you doing? It's nice to have you back.
Oh, it's so nice to be back, Gina. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I was waxing poetic about all the things you do, and it's fun now that I have my own network. And then, of course, there are challenges with always connecting, but we did it, and we have another live great show. And we had Terry Dion from Habitat for Humanity's Habit Store before you, and he said he couldn't wait to listen what you had to say. So let's start at the very beginning. I mentioned that Tom, the founder, was 20 years old when the company started, which does give me a chuckle, very young. And look at what you've done. You're almost 11 years old now. Give me a little.
Yeah, we have very humble roots, but it's also, sort of the classic startup entrepreneurial dream story you always think of, Bill Gates starting Microsoft out of his garage. Tom started TerraCycle out of his dorm room. He started taking food waste from the Princeton cafeterias and feeding it to an army of worms, and then taking the resultant worm poop. I hope I can say that on the radio.
I love that you're saying that. I was going to bring it up if you didn't.
Yeah. It is a word that, we've tried to make it more cute than offensive. And he would take that resultant byproduct, what gardeners would call worm castings is the polite term, and then he was liquefying that into a ready-to-use plant food. And because he couldn't afford packaging, he's just a college freshman, he was actually going around on recycling night in Princeton and collecting used 20-ounce and 2-liter bottles and putting a new label on the bottles and filling them up with our fertilizer And that's really TerraCycle's first product, was this organic worm poop fertilizer packaged directly in old Pepsi and Coca-Cola bottles.
You just got to love it. And now you're one of the fastest growing green companies in the world, getting awards from organizations like Forbes, you know, publications like Forbes. Okay, so let's tell a little bit about the next step. So you are now you're in 20 countries. You have about 20 million people collecting waste. Those are huge numbers. Talk about some of the steps in between, because I want to talk a lot about what you're doing now. It went from worm poop and bottles to next step.
Yeah, so basically in 2007, TerraCycle had become a relatively well-known name, at least, you know, amongst sustainable businesses and green businesses. And we had sort of become known as sort of the garbage guys, that, you know, we were the people that made and packaged products entirely from garbage. And because of that, some other very influential social entrepreneurs approached Tom or, you know, had a relationship with Tom. They are Seth Goldman, who's the CEO and founder of Honest Tea.
Yes, I've had
Gary
him on
Hirschberg.
The show, too.
Yes. Seth is a great guy.
And who else?
And Gary from Stonyfield. And then also Gary Erickson, who's the founder of Cliff Bar. All of these companies were making these really sustainable, all-natural, responsibly built products, but they had an issue where their packaging was non-recyclable.
Right.
For Honest Tea, they were launching a program a kids drink product that was going into a drink pouch. And obviously they're not recyclable at the municipal level. Same thing with Cliff Bar. You've got these organic, wonderful bars, but they have to be packaged in that sort of flexible film, aluminum foil kind of packaging. And that couldn't be recycled either. And so these guys came to us and said, you know, have you guys ever thought about using other types of garbage, and what could you do with our packaging? And so we started playing around with some ideas, and we realized, through discovery, a bunch of different things about these packages. A drink pouch, for example, Honest Kids is a smaller version, but you can think Capri Sun is sort of the iconic
right,
one.
Right.
A drink pouch like that will hold a stitch. And that means you can actually sew them together. And once we realized you could sew them together, we realized you can make almost anything from them. Tote bags, pencil cases, backpacks, lunch boxes. And then with something like the energy bar wrappers, you could actually take just a simple heat press, the same kind of thing you would use to silk screen a t-shirt, and you could fuse them together into sheets, wider sheets of material. And then the same thing could be done. Once you fuse them together, you could use them as a replacement for any sort of fabric, for everything from clothes to bags to home decor items. And then what we needed to do is we'd created these solutions, if you will, for these non-recyclable materials, but we needed to find a way to collect them. How are you going to collect garbage? Obviously, you can't go through landfills or go out and go through trash cans.
Right, right.
And that's when we first created the Brigade programs. And the Brigade program simply is a free recycling program where any school, nonprofit, church, Boy Scout, Girl Scout, YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, you name it, can sign up for free on our website, and you can pick what types of material you wanted to collect. We started with the energy bars, the drink pouches, and the yogurt cups, and you would earn 2 cents for every unit that you collected. So for every drink pouch that a school or any granola bar wrapper that a school collected, TerraCycle and our partners would donate 2 cents back to that school.
Blows me away. I mean, that's a lot, and it adds up fast. It really does. But let's press pause for a minute in terms of, you said we found out that Cliff Bars or juice containers could be stitched. So what's the R&D part? Who's finding out that all these great things? Your products are, from a my point of view, adorable, fashionable, fun, cute, great for my age with the little purses, great for my grandchildren's age. What's the R&D process to know that a gum wrapper or a juice container can be made into a really cute purse? It's just, we didn't just realize. You had to figure that out somehow. It's ingenious.
Sure. Well, today TerraCycle has, plastic polymers experts that help us to understand
okay.
the molecular structure of these packagings.
Okay.
We have product designers from places like RISD and Pratt who help us to create beautiful designs. But our, the origin, when we first realized it was very, very technical. Our CEO had never sewn before, and he left work one day when we were still trying to figure out what to do with these things. And he went to Walmart. He bought a sewing machine. He went home. He taught himself how to sew. Never used a sewing machine before. Taught himself how to sew. started stitching these things together, realized that they would hold together, made these very rudimentary, very simple tote bags, and then came in the next morning. Of course, being a young startup company, he returned the sewing machine to Walmart so that he would get his money back, and he brought in these rudimentary tote bags, and that was the first moment when we realized that there was all of these possibilities.
There's possibilities.
With the wrappers, it was actually almost by mistake.
Albie, we got to go to break. It's a quick break. We'll be right back. Please hold that thought. We'll come back to it as soon as we have our break. Albie Zake's TerraCycle, eliminate the idea of waste. Lots more exciting, fun stuff.
Can you predict the future? The reality is we can't, but we can be ready for it. Funded by the National Science Foundation, researchers at the University of Arizona are working on a $3 million project to study the monsoon and learn about our changing desert weather, climate, and ecology. Such knowledge will help guide us to a more sustainable future, not just for our desert, but for the world. Now that's thinking ahead. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Hi, I'm Abbott Taylor. With over 35 years creating jewelry in Tucson, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Please come in and see some of the thousands of designs we have created, or come in and have us design something original just for you. Whether you're looking for a simple and stylish graduation gift, your engagement ring, or a breathtaking jewelry piece to celebrate an important birthday or anniversary, you can't beat our competitive diamond pricing. With 100% trade-up guaranteed, set in an Abbott Taylor jewelry design, always using earth-friendly recycled gold. Abbott Taylor Jewelers, exquisite jewelry designs and exceptional diamond deals created right here in Tucson for over 35 years. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green. Did you know that the 2012 VW Beetle has been completely redesigned? That it has exciting new features, look, and performance, and that it is one of Oprah's best things for 2012? The best news is Chapman VW has them in stock. Check out the new Beetle at Chapman VW at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan, or visit them at TucsonVW.com. Be sure to tell them that Mrs. Green sent you.
You can always find things around the house to give to Goodwill, but I have a bigger reason to give. A while back, I lost my job and I couldn't even support my family. A lot of people don't know Goodwill can help you find a job, but that's what they did for me. I've had this job for 7 years and I love going to work. You know how they say Goodwill changes lives? Well, it's true. Goodwill needs your donations now more than ever. Please donate today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Don't forget, I have podcasts available on the website, mrsgreensworld.com. And also remember, we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And today, we want you to think about waste and outsmarting it. So we have as our guest, Albie Zakes from TerraCycle. And if you are listening and can Google it or go visit their website, TerraCycle.com, you'll want to spend a lot of time there being wowed by a company that was started by a 20-year-old. Albie's been along since the very beginning, I do believe. And they are now an international organization that is, it just blows me away. They're all over the world. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But we were talking about Tom, the founder, buying a sewing machine at Walmart, learning to sew, sewing it, and then returning the returning the sewing machine, which is absolutely very green. He didn't waste it. He wasn't going to be sewing all the time. So, Albie, let's pick up there. That's a great story.
Sure. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, TerraCycle has won awards for innovation, and obviously we're doing a very innovative thing, working with materials that would otherwise go to landfill, but it had such a simple start. And that's a really important lesson, I think, for young entrepreneurs or people who want to start sustainable businesses, is that it doesn't have to be technology, and you don't have to be an engineer, and you don't have to, you know, recreate solar panels. All of those things are great too, but there are very simple answers out there, very easy solutions to very big problems, like the problem we have with garbage. Since that that first day when we started sewing drink pouches together, it's really just expanded outward. And literally, we will sit around a conference table with piles of garbage on a table and figure out what we can do with them. I mean, Stonyfield yogurt cups are becoming planting kits and seed starting kits. Even things like Unilever margarine tubs. We're now collecting those from schools and then selling them to growers and nurseries. So instead of the black plastic pots that they're using to grow in, they can now grow in these reused margarine and butter tubs. And so we really are just finding all the different innovative ways that we can reuse any kind of garbage. And it's all about thinking outside of the box.
And you must have a creative, innovative team. I'd love to sit around in some of those creative meetings and watch what's going to happen, because it's just, when I looked at the website for to get prepared for the show and looking at all of it. So what about, you said you have another in-home collection schemes. There's another one that's going to launch soon aimed at getting TerraCycle in our homes. Tell us about that.
Sure. So, you know, traditionally our collection programs are done at schools and charities and community groups. We wanted to make it easier for people to be able to recycle these materials from home. People like your listeners are always looking for ways to reduce the amount of garbage that they're putting out on the curb. So we're launching two programs. One is already live. It's called the TerraCycle Multi-Stream Brigade. Again, brigade is just our word for our collection programs.
Right.
But there you can collect not just one material, but you can collect any of the 40 different types of waste streams that TerraCycle collects. Everything from used pens and writing instruments to cosmetics packaging to cleaner packages to glue bottles to tape dispensers to all of the food and beverage packaging. And you can actually now collect them all together. They don't have to be separated. And this is the first time that you don't have to separate this waste. All we ask that you do is when you print up your shipping label, and TerraCycle prepays all of the shipping in our programs,
print
up that shipping label, you'll have a little check sheet and you can go in and check off how many of each different type of waste stream. So if you know you have 10 candy wrappers and 15 chip bags and 10 used glue bottles, you just put that on the sheet and send it back to us. And that way we already know what's in the box and it helps us to separate it. That program is already live. It's still free, just like any other TerraCycle program, and deals with the 40 materials that we get sponsored to collect. The other program that we're launching, which will be called TerraCycle Home and should launch in either March or April, will be a paid program. So the collector, the homeowner, will have to pay for the shipping cost. We are doing everything we can to keep the cost relatively nominal. It's basically going to be the shipping cost and a little bit of service. But then you'll actually be able to collect almost anything. Everything from batteries to razor blades to almost any kind of waste. What we've done is we've identified 300 common waste streams that people have in their home that cannot be recycled. And now you can buy this TerraCycle bin and you can put any of those materials, things that otherwise you'd be throwing away, and then for a nominal cost you can send them back to TerraCycle. Our estimate from our early testing is that people will be able to reduce the amount of waste other than organic waste, so not your food waste or things like that, but reduce the rest of the waste from your household anywhere from 80 to 90% through this program.
I can't believe it. I mean, it's blowing me away. And to me, one of the things that got me excited about being Mrs. Green was the idea of waste. There away, there is no more away, and people have to be conscious of it. But let's go back to the first program for a minute. So the way that works is I would have a TerraCycle box in my house, and once that box was filled, there would be a paid shipping label, and I send it back, and then the money that, you know, would that money or what that you get from that be used for a charity, or is it just to eliminate waste?
So in that program, you do get 2 cents for every wrapper or, you know, unit of waste. And then you can select any school or charity of your choice.
See, that's what I wanted to know. That's great. So I could do that and donate it to a local school that's involved in the program, and talk about a win-win. And, you know, in our house, and we are just such a good demographic and a reflection of what's going on in the world, we don't want to throw anything in the garbage. You know, I had a bunch of pens the other day that weren't working, and I consciously thought about it before I put them in the garbage because I didn't know what else to do with them. And that, I think there are millions of us that are living consciously and we don't know what to do. And I want it to be easy. I don't want to have to drive it somewhere. You know what I mean? So I had no idea you had that program, and I will be writing some highlights up about that. So that's awesome. And this other one is awesome too. Now, do the partners that you have, are they buying it from you, or are you involved in the manufacturing and repurposing it? Because some of the things that you're making absolutely blow me away.
Yeah, so what has happened over the years is we realized quickly, you know, we were making the original tote bags and lunch boxes, but we realized quickly that to reuse so many different types of waste, we would have to have lots of different types of products.
Right.
And so we realized early on that we weren't going to be able to become experts in dealing with all of these different types of waste. So what TerraCycle does is we focus on the research, the design, the development. We figure out how to recycle these materials, how to reuse these materials. You know, some things can be directly reused, like I was explaining earlier. Other things are really complex waste. A great example is something like cosmetics. So Garnier and L'Oreal sponsor the cosmetics program. It will collect any type of cosmetics packaging from any brand. It doesn't matter what it is, who it is, what color, any of that. But because that is such a complex and varied waste stream, we can't directly reuse that material. That material is actually ground and pelletized and turned into recycled plastic that can then be used for new products. So we do the research, the development, the science behind it. We come up with a process, and then we find manufacturing partners on our own. We partner with these manufacturers. We have them all over the country, from Pennsylvania to California, and, of course, in our home state of New Jersey. But we own the processes, the designs, the concept, and then we find manufacturers who can do it for us.
And I'm finding in my research and my life's work as Mrs. Green, there is a really great ROI on it, because you're not having to do the initial manufacturing. So recycling, all of the recyclers, including, you know, Hudson Baylor that I'm in touch with, they're selling things. People want to buy waste. I mean, that's a perfect example of the entrepreneurial paradigm that's coming about, that's kind of like a good byproduct, so to speak, of all the waste that we produce. So it's really, that is unbelievable. So you're being clear about what you want to do. You're the collectors, and then you helped divert the stream to the appropriate place. I love it. Let's talk about, I'm so fascinated by the world of social media, because I am an integrated social media platform. It's how Mrs. Green has come to be and grown. Talk about the Facebook game, carbonfund.org. That's
so
exciting. It's like, it blows me away.
Back in September, we had been working on it for almost a year, and this was a project that I had sort of brought to the table. It's part of what you said earlier. You know, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about the TerraCycle home programs, is that recycling has to be easy. And sure, hardcore green people like you or I are going to be willing to, you know, drive to go recycle, or pay more for a recycled product, or are very committed, you know, what they call the dark green consumer.
Right, right.
Who TerraCycle is trying to reach is a much wider range of people who might think that going green is too difficult or too expensive. It's always at a premium, or green products don't work as well, or it's too difficult. So we're really trying to show people that going green can be easy. And part of making it easy is also making it fun. And so in order to make it fun, we decided that we would partner with a development company and create a Facebook game. And so we partner with a great group called Guerrilla Apps. They make socially minded social games. And CarbonFund.org, who is the nonprofit partner, and we created this game called Trash Tycoon. And in Trash Tycoon, it's sort of, you know, SimCity or Farmville meets TerraCycle. And
right.
A player becomes the mayor of a town, and there's all different types of garbage missions and challenges and goals. And basically, they go around, they collect up garbage, they can buy recycling plants and place them in their town, and literally they become trash tycoons, or as we like to say, garbage moguls.
And in the process, they learn and have fun and potentially could get really involved in the game of life called recycling, which is really good for the planet. Albie, it is so out of the box thinking. I love it. And it's Farmville with a purpose, because that can be just annoying. So it's I can't believe you thought that up. That blows me away. So how do they join it on Facebook?
So it's really easy. You can just go to facebook.com/trashtycoon. And you can sign up right there for free. And then one of the great parts is you know, all of these Facebook games are free to play. As with all games, you have an option of, you know, buying additional points or, you know, spending a small amount of money to move ahead through the game faster. Of course, you don't need to do that. The game is 100% free. But if you do, 10% of every dollar that's spent in the game is donated back to carbonfund.org. So it's the first Facebook game. There are some that are popping up now, but ours was the first Facebook game that actually raised money for nonprofits in the real world.
Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. And I am a Facebook researcher extraordinaire, and especially with the coming IPO, it's going to be interesting to see. It's just absolutely changed the world. Okay, let's talk about another one. Flip-flops, Gold Silver Brigade, expansions of the Method Cleaners program. Talk about some of those because they are so real. Flip-flops, I said before you got on the air, my niece probably gets 10, maybe 12 new pairs of flip-flops at places like Old Navy, which I know has been one of your partners, a summer. And then they usually go to my granddaughter, but then where do they go? So talk about the flip-flops.
Yeah, unfortunately, after a few hand-me-downs, they tend to end up in a landfill.
They do, and they float in waste streams.
We ran a great program last year with Old Navy, who agreed to let us set up collection bins in all of their stores across the country. So for 1 month last year, for Earth Month, of course, we collected flip-flops in the Old Navy stores, and we ended up collecting 40,000 pairs of flip-flops that would have otherwise gone to landfill. Jeez. And then for the money that would have been earned, instead of donating 2 cents, because people were dropping them off in stores, so we didn't really know how to credit them, Old Navy agreed to build 4 recycled playgrounds. So we literally took these flip-flops and other recycled materials and turned them into playgrounds, and we donated them to 4 very deserving schools all across the country. As an expansion of the success of that program from last year, Old Navy has now decided to sponsor a full brigade, which means that any home, any charity, any school can now sign up. They can become a collection point in their community, and they can get all the community members to bring old flip-flops and start earning. I believe you earn 5 cents instead of 2 cents for each pair of old flip-flops that you get. And just another opportunity where we can take this material. It would have gone to landfill. Now we're collecting it. Schools and communities are earning money. And then we take the recycled flip-flops and we're turning them into a variety of things. The coolest is a welcome mat that's made entirely from the old flip-flops, and you can still even recognize the shape of the flip-flop. But then also things like the playgrounds that we've been donating to schools. That's one of our newest and most exciting, but we have a lot of really new programs coming. You mentioned briefly the Method Cleaner Brigade. Method is another great company, a similar story to TerraCycle, founded by 2 guys in their college dorm room. So they followed a similar trajectory as TerraCycle. They make great non-toxic cleaners. I'm not trying to do a sales pitch for them, but I do use their products.
But I love you bringing that up because they're commercially available, and I love that. And I love to know that it's something that you endorse, and it's my show, so you can absolutely do a shout-out for them. I love it.
Excellent. No, and that's part of the great part is that, you know, they're sold at Target, and I believe they're making some inroads at Walmart. So, too, is 7th Generation, not to show any bias. 7th Generation, another great cleaning company that makes really good products. But Method originally partnered with TerraCycle last year just to collect their refill pouches. So they, you know, Method has always been known for their very fancy packaging. And, of course, packaging has a lot of weight to it. The kind of teardrop soap dispenser is one of the iconic Method ones. But they didn't want to create that much packaging, so they started creating these refill pouches. And so we were collecting those for them. After the success of that last year, they've actually really doubled down their sponsorship in a big way. And Method is now sponsoring the collection of any kind of cleaner packaging from any brand. So whether it's Clorox or 7th Generation or Method or Windex or whoever it is, no matter what kind of cleaner it is or no matter what the brand is, you can now send that back to TerraCycle free of charge to get recycled. And so that's a program that we're really, really excited about.
Unflippin' real. I mean, seriously, this is just to me. It's like I live for information like this. And to know about Method, because people constantly email me, call me, leave messages on my cell phone about cleaning products. And I've recommended Method, I said, of the commercially available, because, again, people don't want to have to go to another store where it's pure and just organic and they're handmade. It doesn't work on a big scale. So that's a really good shout-out for Method and 7th Generation. I wondered about them because I use another product and I'm happy with it. But the recycling of the containers, sometimes we just keep things in our garage because it's like we can't throw it away. What about old CDs, like discs, is there a use for those?
So there is, and that's such a great question. That was one of the early materials that we identified as being one that we should start to collect, and in fact we did, and we started to make some pretty cool products, everything from room dividers to drink coasters, fishing lures,
right.
Christmas tree ornaments were all being made from the CDs. Unfortunately, we were never able to actually launch the program. The reason for that being is even if we partner with someone like Warner Brothers or Sony or one of these big producers of CDs, they don't own the artwork on the CD. The artwork is owned by the band or whoever the band had contracted to create that artwork. And so just having the licensing agreement with somebody like Sony or Warner Brothers wouldn't be enough. For every CD that we wanted to collect and use, we would have to track down the artist and get a licensing agreement from the artist.
In other words,
obvious reasons.
It's complicated. Again, I hate to interrupt. Short break. Lots to talk about. I want you to go into Crystal Ball. What's happening? Talk about international expansion. Albie Zakes, please stay here with me. We'll be right back.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
This is Mrs. Green with some great news about the Honda 2012 CR-V. It was named one of the top 10 cars with the best resale value by Kelley Blue Book, and it was recognized as the country's greenest automaker by the Union of Concerned Scientists for the fifth time in a row. If you're looking for a car with great mileage for its class and a bold new look, please visit Chapman Honda at 4600 East 22nd Street. You'll get the best ownership experience possible.
What if you had simple and easy solutions to live, work, and play green? Green Living Magazine, the premier green lifestyle magazine, brings you the latest in organic cooking, gardening, health and wellness, chef and celebrity interviews, as well as easy solutions to clean up your everyday life. Visit greenlivingaz.com for the latest in green news. Buy your subscription and view our network videos. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and again at greenlivingaz.com.
Can academic research really save the planet? This year, the University of Arizona took full ownership of Biosphere 2. With five ecosystems enclosed in over 7 million cubic feet of sealed glass, Biosphere 2 is a premier facility for environmental research, where the top minds in the world will come together to address some of humanity's greatest challenges, such as climate change. Now that's using your brains. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And a little shout-out reminder to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Email me, info@mrsgreensworld.com. If you have any questions about today's show or anything about the planet, I'll try to find an answer. A little shout-out. We're going to be starting a second radio show on Tuesday nights. Our first one is February 21st. It will be called Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on Tucson, because there are so many things going on, especially at the University of Arizona. So be watching for those announcements. And I want to do a little promo for next week. We have Patty Goldman, who is the VP of Litigation for EarthJustice.org, because the Earth needs a good lawyer. I know she's going to be an incredible guest. You have no idea what Earth Justice is doing for us as a country, quietly doing the work to preserve lots of things that need preserving. So make sure you tune in next week. Also, we are now interviewing Albie Zakes from TerraCycle, and there will be a podcast available living on my website at mrsgreensworld.com. And that is really something that we love, because this isn't a one-time deal. Albie, I just want to say that I really appreciate your being on the show, and I mean that sincerely. Learning about what you're doing and the idea of outsmarting waste and eliminating waste, I think it's the biggest challenge we face as a world, in addition to, you know, lack of clean water. Those are always my top two. So hats off to you and your creative team and all that you're doing with partnering, because it's certainly the ripple effect. So there's a heartfelt thank from Mrs. Green.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
Let's get on to, I really would like to talk a little bit about the, you know, there's a vision and you went international, and I'd like to talk about both of those in the time we have left. You're not in any way, shape, or form a United States company. You are now in Spain, Norway, Germany. I mean, I don't know how many places, Belgium, Argentina. I think 30 new waste collection programs started. And talk about how that happened, what the decision was at the executive level to go global.
Well, I mean, I think you really hit it on the head, is that, you know, garbage and waste are a major problem, not just in the U.S., but all over the world. And so we saw this opportunity to help provide a solution that we had created here and take it overseas. And we really had an advantage to do that. You know, at the time when we started expanding internationally in 2009, the company itself was 8 years old. The current business model, the brigade model of collecting this hard to recycle waste, was only 2 or 3 years old. And so any you know, business major or MBA or executive would tell you that if your business model is only 2 or 3 years old, you shouldn't be expanding it internationally. But we had this great advantage, which is many of the brands that we were working with were already selling these products.
Right, had an international presence, right.
Right. So they could help. You know, they would say, listen, we should open in Brazil. Or it was, you know, Frito-Lay, who is a sponsor of the chip bag program here in the U.S., wanted to sponsor a program in Brazil where garbage is a major, major issue. And so they helped us sort of get our feet in the ground and, you know, helped us to find local processors. Obviously, we don't have the same connections in Brazil as we would here
in
the U.S.
Right, right.
But by having these local partners already lined up, it made it a lot easier. And what we really figured was, here's an opportunity to take a U.S. company and globalize it without it being globalization. And what I mean by that is we expand into all of these different countries, but obviously that waste is not being shipped back here to the U.S. We do everything locally. So if it's Brazil, we partner with Brazilian companies, we hire Brazilian employees, we open up offices in Sao Paulo, we find Brazilian partners, and we sell the waste back into Brazilian retailers. So while it is TerraCycle, and we are a global company, everything we do is local.
Unreal.
The same thing in the EU. We now operate in almost every Western European country. We're moving into places like Hungary. We're moving into the Nordic countries, as you mentioned. But we have regional depots for all of those things. So all of that waste stays in Europe. It might, especially in Europe, it might cross a country border or two, but it's not being shipped overseas to be processed or anything like
and
that.
And it's not being shipped to China either.
So here's an opportunity where we can take this solution and we can provide it to the local markets without it having to be this, you know, big U.S. company coming in. We operate offices in almost every country that we operate, and we always hire local people to help us run them.
Do you have an office in Buenos Aires? We were there this past summer, and I'm telling you, lots and lots and lots of garbage. It was daunting to me because I always have my green radar on, and Buenos Aires has lots of trash that needs to be dealt with.
We do, yeah. We opened in Argentina in Buenos Aires. I guess I want to say early 2010, and we're only collecting two materials there right now. But that's usually how we get our start.
Right.
You know, we started
door,
in Brazil
right.
in 2009 with one material, and today we're collecting 8 different materials there. Or we started in the UK in 2009 with 2 materials, and today we're collecting 7 or 8. So it's all about, you know, getting into the country, learning the local culture, the local markets, the way that everything works, and then slowly expanding waste stream after waste stream. And ideally, what our hope is one day, if we collect 60 things in the U.S., we'll collect 60 things in the U.K., and we'll collect 60 things in Brazil.
Right.
It'll take a while to get there, but that is the future goal.
That's a huge goal. And I think if people really take the time to go to your website, people love numbers, and when I love numbers, and you have something like 2.2 billion units of waste that you've collected, the pounds of trash, the numbers are staggering. And also, I think it's important to mention that money raised for charity, $3.6 million in challenging economic times. I love that number. I think we should highlight that because it's really unbelievable. Of what?
Yeah, and when you look at the profit that we've made, TerraCycle has never, in 1 year, made more than a 5-figure profit. We've never even made $100,000 in profit. We don't lose money. We operate even, but every dollar that we make, we're either donating or dumping back into expansion or research. So we've donated, and that's only, you know, that 3.6 million number, that's from 2007. And really, these programs didn't really get going in earnest until the middle of 2008. So we're talking in less than 4 years, we've donated almost $4
million.
And in the same time, we've made almost no money.
Right. And the money, the numbers will grow. What's the fastest growing segment that you can see with all of the vast array of things you're doing? From a business perspective, what's becoming your best ROI, even though it's an ROI for charities and giving back and creating your next new recycled product? That's exciting. That's exciting.
Well, for us on the collection side, it's always been food and beverage items because of the way that they're consumed. They're consumed at a much higher rate.
Right.
So anything from cookie wrappers to chip bags, those have always been really big items for us. But I think some of the really exciting opportunities are we partner with 3M and their brand Scotch Tape to collect tape dispensers. Well, they're now expanding with us to start including mailing labels. So getting into the office products industry is a big opportunity. And then the other one is the healthcare industry. We just partnered with Kimberly-Clark Professional. They sell things like hospital masks and latex gloves.
Right.
And we're running our first collection programs actually in research labs and in hospitals to start offsetting some of that healthcare waste. And I think that, those kind of business-to-business programs are going to be a really huge growth opportunity for us and impact opportunity for us over the next couple of years.
What about the little, you know, like prescription containers, pills, you know, the little plastic things that your prescriptions come in? We don't know anywhere to recycle those.
As always, you are right on all of the things that have given us some trouble. Another program that we wanted to launch, we created it, we scaled it out, we priced it up, and we were ready to go. The issue becomes, we'd even found someone that would process the pills for us. Obviously, those have to be disposed of responsibly.
Right, right.
Had it all set up, and then we ran into privacy issues because there's personal information on the prescription labels. Answer to that was, well, we'll just request that people scrape off the labels before they send it back to us. But we haven't been able to find a company that will help sponsor the program for us. And that corporate sponsorship is really key for us because it enables us to provide the free shipping and the 2-cent donation.
Well, down the road, if there's a way to do it, there's no doubt in my mind that TerraCycle will be the one doing it. We don't have that much time left, but I would like to talk a little bit about some of the things you are working on. I mean, there's some really nasty things that I can think of. The number one for me being cigarette butts. And I always wonder, I don't chew a lot of gum, but I mean, does that ever really biodegrade? And diapers. I mean, I think there's been some progress on those. Are those areas that you're excited about looking for? Because you guys get excited about even nasty waste.
Yeah, so nasty waste is definitely something that Tom, our CEO, has always, I guess you could call it an obsession. It's certainly a healthy obsession. But he is from day one. I mean, this is a guy who dropped out of an Ivy League school to sell worm poop.
I know.
So
you gotta
know
hold
that his
that
head
thought.
Is in a whole different place.
Right, right.
But those are three things that we're working on right now, and those are three major environmental issues. As we know with cigarette butts, people tend to flick them everywhere that they go, or even if they're not being flicked out, you know, car windows or whatever it might be, you know, people still smoke a lot, hopefully less and less, and definitely people are smoking less, but lots of butts are being collected. So that is a major, major waste stream, and we found a way to collect them and actually shred them and use the fiberglass material as an additive for concrete. So concrete needs to have a certain amount of fiber in it to actually set. And so we're now going to be using those cigarette butts in this concrete mix. That way it's not going to smell. There's not going to be any health risks. So that's a really exciting one with the dirty diapers. Dirty diapers are something like 7 to 10% of American landfills. The mass total weight of American landfills is made up of dirty disposable diapers. So we're talking a massive, massive waste stream. And as gross as it might seem, we found a way to collect them with no smells and no contaminants. It's a self-sealing container. And then we'll actually be able to process them. And the human byproduct can be composted and used in farms. The plastic can be used in our other plastic applications. And then that fiber, the super absorbent fiber of the diaper, we're actually going to be selling to a company that makes doggy pads. And they'll be able to use that material as an additive for their doggy pads. So just some really cool examples. And then chewing gum, I'm sorry to tell you, hopefully you're not chewing too much of it. Chewing gum is about 80% plastic polymer. It's a rubber polymer, and I'm an English lit major, so no science here. But so it's almost already plastic. So we're starting a program in Brazil where we're collecting chewing gum, and we can turn that into different plastic items.
Unreal. And I don't chew very much, and my husband is an anti-gum chewer, so our kids didn't, and that's really good to know. And I'll tell you what, it's probably goodbye to chewing gum for Mrs. Green. Every once in a while, it just tastes good, but that is really, in my opinion, absolutely and positively disgusting. There's two other things I wanted to talk to you about. One I remember from the last show, and I don't know if you're still doing it, but I know it was a great way to get started. You were really hiring at-risk populations, and you actually told a very funny story on my show about, kids, younger people, and people that had gotten out of prison, and they were, convicted felons, and you had a work program for them. And you said it was really challenging. There were some tumultuous times in the workrooms with a volatile population. Are you still using any part of that model?
Well, I assume you're talking about our college internship program. No, I'm just joking. No, TerraCycle is what we like to call a second chance employer. And so we do hire people regardless of criminal backgrounds. We end up with a lot of displaced persons, former vets. And, TerraCycle is based in Trenton, New Jersey. Trenton is a very low socioeconomic city. It's a very dangerous city. There's a lot of drugs. There's a lot of gang warfare. So we've been able to move into this area. We get a lot of tax breaks from the state because we're providing jobs there. So there's a lot of business benefits to it. But also we've got employees that have been working. I've been working there for 6 years. There's still guys in our factory, some of our laborers, some of our janitorial service, all of these different types of things, some of our truck drivers who have been working with us for 6 or 7 years and have told us that they'd never held a job for more than a year before they came to work at TerraCycle. It is really inspiring. And there's been things like, executives breaking up knife fights on the, no one was hurt, thankfully, on the factory floor, and, warrants getting served literally in our offices by U.S. Marshals. And, there's been some wacky stories, but all in all, it's been a very, very positive,
very successful program, and I love it. And I'm sorry, I'm like, college intern program, and I'm pretty quick, but that was great. I'm a Jersey girl, so I should have gotten that one right away. I love it. And then I love your approach to graffiti. I watched the video yesterday that you have on the graffiti, as some graffiti is absolutely so beautiful and you embrace it. So talk about that a little bit. It's another great concept that TerraCycle accepts, in terms of the different strengths that people bring to the table.
Yeah, so graffiti since the early days, and there's certainly, some environmentalists are going to go, whoa, what? Then there are some issues using aerosol art.
Right,
we do encourage. Yeah,
right.
We encourage our artists to use, I can't think of the brand name, but there is a spray paint company that's come out with a super low VOC paint, which is not nearly as bad as traditional spray paints. And we do try to encourage that, or just to use regular paint. But graffiti we've always viewed to be, very similar to garbage in the sense that it's viewed negatively. It's generally accepted in society that it's a crime, and it's done by, hooded characters at night and on the side of train cars and along highways. But really, there's a growing community of graffiti artists that do beautiful work. And so TerraCycle has opened our factory walls inside and out to local graffiti artists from New Jersey and New York, where there's plenty of them. And they come in and they just do beautiful, beautiful murals. I mean, everyone from Alexander Calder to Scooby-Doo to Barack Obama has been immortalized on our walls over the years. And so as part of that, we really just want to show that graffiti can bring people together in a positive way, and it isn't necessarily a negative art, and also help to legitimize it as an art form, which is definitely a growing movement beyond TerraCycle as well. And in addition to that, we end up with beautiful artwork all over our factory, so it makes it a fun office and factory to go in and work at. And so every year we do a graffiti jam where we have artists from all over the country. We've had them even come internationally to come paint our wall. So once a year, the entire building inside and out gets completely painted anew.
And what a great model for people that are listening and have businesses to emulate, working on solutions for the global picture, because it is beautiful and it is art, and it's a way for people that have that calling to channel it appropriately. And it's all about scale to me. I mean, it's I don't like the VOCs, but if there's a low VOC, and even if there isn't, it's all about, you know, what we can do, small steps, big impact. It's a beautiful way to express yourself. And I'll tell you, people should watch that video. It's absolutely fabulous. The other thing is, we have 1 minute and we have to talk to you about how to contact you, what's the best way for people to get involved and encourage them to be part of TerraCycle's world, buy TerraCycle products, and get involved in all of these various ways to outsmart waste.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so easy. You can go to our website. You mentioned it earlier. It's terracycle.com. That's TerraCycle.com. Or to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TerraCycle. If you want to get involved in our recycling programs, they are free. You can sign up for free on our website. It takes about 5 minutes. Again, we pay all the shipping, so it really couldn't be any easier. Again, if you're a concerned environmentalist, not only do we pay the shipping, but we also pay to carbon offset the shipping. So that's two really easy ways. If you want to buy TerraCycle products, we do go in and out of major retailers, but the best place always to find us is TerraCycleShop.com, and that's our e-commerce site. You can buy any TerraCycle product that's currently available through the website right
there.
Albie,
you're awesome.
But definitely check out the Facebook page because we have lots of contests, giveaways, really fun stuff for our fans.